always the smartest man in the room. It's just whether people really want to believe that or not. I believe his degree is in like biochemical, it's something crazy, you know, and he has a master's in it. But very, very, very intelligent man. Just to see him out there coaching and to see him at this D.C., you know, position, I'll tell you what, it's long overdue. Anybody who's worked with him, they know that he's always prepared, you know, and he's going to be a star in this league as a coach.
Shante Spencer knows Jason Tarver well, says he's going to be a star in the NFL. He has no idea what he studied, though, in school. Biochemical something? We got to get to the corner and find out there. Welcome back to our Silver and Black Show. Greg Papa alongside Jim Plunkett, and we welcome in the defensive coordinator of the Raiders, Jason Tarver. How are you, Jace?
Great to be here.
Your degree, your master's in what, so we can clear that up for your cornerback?
Biochemistry.
Biochemistry.
And molecular biology.
Do you use that at all, trying to get Shante Spencer for the proper leverage and pass coverage?
No, teaching's the same regardless of what you're teaching. You're trying to help all your students get A's. That's our goal. So the whole thing is, whether you're teaching chemistry or football, it's to make the complex sound easy and get the guys to do it fast.
I got part of that, but you know, your approach to defensive football, what would you say it really is? You know, I know you go by a lot of rules, and what are some of those rules?
We're in the business of applying our rules because you don't know what the offense is going to come out. They have the ball, they have the formation, they have those things. So every defense that you have has to have rules associated with it. And then defensively, you have to apply those rules, and it's a violent game. So you got to apply your rules with violence, and that's the key of the defense, and we got to get better at some of the things we're doing there, especially on third downs and things of the like. That's where we got to go.
All right, you had a couple of monumental challenges. Opening night, you lose Ron Bartel. Second game of the year, you lose Shante Spencer. You're not going to make excuses, I know, but how do you overcome the loss of your two starting cornerbacks and the fact you have to move your free safety to play cornerback?
You only have 45 active for a game, so the next guy's got to step up. So here's what you have to do. You have to get those guys, the other guys, okay, you still have to get 11 on the same page. And so now they're playing with another guy. And that's okay. Those guys just got to make sure that they're not trying to do too much to overcompensate for somebody else coming in. And then that player that's coming in, his ideal is just do his job. Just do your job. Mike Huff, wherever he's playing, do your job. And we got to get more consistent there. That's what we've been working on our bye week, is getting more consistent with our alignments, our technique, where our eyes are, what we're looking at, those things. So that's how you do it. It's every man doing his job and the new guy fitting in and doing what he's got to do. One thing we got to do is when we get singled one-on-ones across the board, we got to win our one-on-ones. Whether you're in coverage or whether you're rushing the quarterback or whatever you're doing, we need to continue to work on and win more of those one-on-ones.
You mentioned pass rush. Andre Carter is a guy we know well here. Went to Cal. Bill Walsh in his last draft class took him number one with the 49ers. You were there with him for 5 years. Last year before he got hurt in New England, he had double-digit sacks. Can he supply that kind of edge pass rush you're looking for?
Andre not only is a good player, a good pass rusher, but he makes the group better and has everywhere he's been. He's got good pass rush knowledge. And he'll help the guys work together. Because really, you don't rush the quarterback one guy at a time. You rush the quarterback as a team. Whatever you're doing, you are working around in and around that pocket. Now, there's some unique guys in this league and in the world that can get to the quarterback. And, of course, you want to have some of those. But you do rush as a team. And Andre's going to help with that.
You know, a lot has been made about what you're not doing correct on defense. But I do want to single out a play about just hustle. And I know you're trying to get the guys to play hard on every snap. Demaryius Thomas of Denver runs their signature play, a little bubble screen, gets a block. Looked like he's running in for a touchdown here. But Tyvon Branch, who's playing great football for you, runs him down, forces him to change grip on the ball from one hand to the other. He fumbles the ball. And look who recovers the football here on the 10-yard line. Number 99, your defensive end gets down there, Jace.
It was outstanding. Kept us in the game, and Lamar has been playing well. He's been hustling. He's getting better every game, and that's what you want to do. Those two guys, both, they're flying around. They're hitting everything they see. We need everybody to continually do that all the time. The biggest thing that we need to improve on defense right now is getting off the field. Yeah. A lot has been made of the third down, but that's what it is. If we want to rest and have shorter drives, then we need to get the heck off the field, because that's what we control defensively, is getting off the field. That's our job. So on third down, we got to do a better job of our job. It's been a few different things. Every once in a while, it's just one player slightly out. But you know what? The good ones, they find it. And the good ones are every week in the NFL. And that's what's happened to us. We need to make sure that all 11 guys are doing their job. And we challenge and we compete and we get the heck off the field.
Yeah, part of this show is to let the viewers know, where you're from, your family background. And we know for sure that, you've always been a Raider fan. Can you expand on that a little bit, growing up in the Bay Area?
Yeah, I grew up in Pleasanton, and a lot of the guys lived around the corner from us growing up, and diehard Raider fan. I mean, I can remember doing crazy stuff when they didn't do so well. And it is something that we feel strong about, and myself, I feel strong about. This is where we want to turn it, to do it every week, to go 1-0 every week, and I can't feel strong enough about that. Being a part of Raider Nation has always been outstanding, and now we have a chance to bring it back to where it is. I can't say enough about that.
Good luck to you.
Okay.
The Mad
guys.
Chemist, can we call you the Mad Chemist on the Silver and Black Show?
Hey, I just want to win, baby.
All right. Just chemistry me, baby.